Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland. Breathe Again is just a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We bring you real-life testimonies from women and men that have gone through the fire, came out the fire to let you know that God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for them, he will definitely do it for you. We do what we do each and every week so that you are not suffering in secret, so you're not feeling like you're alone, so you're not on the verge of giving up. I want you to know that joy does come in the morning. I want you to know that you can make it. We've been there. We've done that. We've cried those tears. We've yelled that yell, but God did it for us. He delivered us, and he's going to deliver you too. So I want you to hang on in there. My brother, my sister, it's almost over. Finish this test. Finish the test. Finish the test. That's what I say to you. We've been there. We've been there, and we've done that. Today we have a jam-packed show. I'm so excited about this show today. So excited. And for those of you that listen to my show, you know that excited is my buzzword. I love to say excited because you know what? I'm excited to be here again. You know, God has afforded us the right to live and to breathe and to walk each and every day for one more day, and for that I do not take it for granted. I get to do what I love and love what I do, and that is to inspire you and motivate you. So I love you so much for listening. Thank you so much for those that will come back and listen to the archive show. Love you, love you, love you. We want you to connect with us on social media, at Breathe Again on Twitter, also on Facebook, Breathe Again Mag on Facebook, and log on to breatheagainmagazine.org. And if you have a victorious testimony, I want to hear from you. Connect with me. Submit that little button. Click the button that says submit your story. Somebody from our team will contact you. You'll be on the show, and you get to share your story to help somebody else, because that's what it's all about. We don't go through for nothing. We go through to come out, to share what we've been through, so that somebody that is crying those same tears will know that they can make it. So connect with me so I can have you on the show. So I'm not going to talk for long. Today, let's talk about the show today. It's about starting over. It's about moving forward. My first guest is the pastor, Reva Timms. We love Reva Timms. Yay, yay, yay. That's our first guest. And she is nationally known preacher, author, mother, and she is a pastor. She's the author of When It All Falls Apart, and she's also the pastor of Majestic Life Church in Orlando, Florida. And now you can add music to her portfolio. She and her praise team, Majestic Praise, are prepping their debut release, Access Granted, and it's scheduled to drop this summer. So we have her on the line, and she's going to talk to us about Access Granted. And in our second segment, we have Pastor Nikita Garris Watson, and she is an author. She's a doctor. She's so many things to so many people. She is a profound preacher, teacher, workshop leader. She is somebody to know. She's going to be in our second segment. She's going to be talking about starting over. How do you move forward after the pain? How do you start over from destruction? So I'm excited about that as well. So what we're going to do now is we're going to bring our first guest on the line. Pastor Reva Timms, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for being on our show today. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too, to be on the show.
Yay. I'm excited. I read your book. It's so interesting because when your publicist sent me information about the new CD, I was in the midst of reading your book. No lie.
Wow.
No lie. And I was like, wow, yes, of course. So I just want to say thank you so much. You're an inspiration to so many, Pastor Timms. I want to say thank you for your transparency and being willing to share your story to help others heal.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Go ahead.
Well, it's been a journey, and for me, just to see people's lives changed, to like everything that you said in the opening of the show, I was over here just amening and shouting, because so many times people don't give their testimony, and then others can't make it through their journey because everyone thinks the journey was so easy, but it's not always easy, but God's grace is sufficient.
No, you're absolutely right, absolutely right. I tell people all the time, God has given me so many different dark stories to talk about. I talk about infidelity, starting over. Mm-hmm. I talk about overcoming sexual abuse, and they're dark. I said, well, why couldn't I have a gift of interior design or something so I can't talk about doing hair or weave or nails? but he chooses those that, you know, he equips, so to God be
yes,
the glory.
He does. Yes, he does.
Yes. Amen, amen. So, look, I know I said many things about you. Can you share a little bit about who you are if I missed anything?
Well, you basically said everything. My first pride and joy is being a mom of four teenagers. They keep me really busy. I have a special needs son, Zachary Tim the Third, and he is a handful, but he's the love of my life. Mm-hmm. And I also am a radio talk show host for Star 94.5 here in Orlando for the Glory of Gospel. We're on 6 hours on Sunday and an hour right before the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And then, of course, my wonderful, wonderful Majestic Life Church pastoring. Never thought I would ever pastor again. Didn't really want to. Never dreamt of being a single female pastor for that fact, but the Lord called me to it, and he reminded me that my purpose was never wrapped up in a person. It was wrapped up in him. And so that everything that I had that he called me to do before the foundations of the world, I had to complete it. I couldn't renege on anything. And so I felt like Jonah. I wanted to run, but I accepted the call because he called me. And I'm telling you, his grace has been amazing. And we are experiencing some wonderful miracles even as we speak.
Amen, amen. Amen. It is to his glory that we do what we do, and it's not about us at all. We can't even run from it. We can't run from it. When I read your book, you were like, no, not me. And one thing I love about your book is that it's so real. It's so transparent. You don't talk about how you're up on a high horse and you just prayed and everything was okay and there was a light that came in your room. You say, no, I was mad, I was angry, I was bitter. I got in that car and I just drove. So I think those are the things that touches real people, Pastor Timms.
Absolutely. And that's what a testimony is. And I often testimonies like after you give birth to the baby, that what's left is the placenta. They push the placenta out, and that placenta tells you everything about the baby, the DNA, what the baby went through. The same way as a testimony. Many times people see the glory, but they don't know your story. And so you have to give them the testimony to let them know. You may have a valley season today. You may have a valley season tomorrow. But understand, it's all going to work out together for the good of them that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. So every day is not going to be perfect. And so when you see that others have gone through and they made it, that just gives you more inspiration to keep pushing.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Let's talk a little about your CD, because I'm excited for you, your church, the Kingdom of God, for the release of Access Granted. Now, where did the idea of a CD come from? Because I don't think I've ever seen you pick up the mic and sing.
I make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen.
I don't quite sing very well, but it sounds good to him. But basically, it was a New Year's Eve service, and I was teaching a message, Access Granted, and me even prior to that, the Lord had given me a word to our praise team. He said, the Lord says it's time to do a CD. Now, we knew it was God because I'm not musically inclined, so it had to be the Lord. And the praise director, Lydell Tate, and our keyboard player, Ernest Collins, and our saxophone player, Davey Stewart, they came together. We all got together. We compiled things and wrote songs, and the praise team got involved, and Access Granted was birth. And the single has been really playing nationally now. Incredible God. It's been doing very well. So we're excited about that. And now we're excited about actually dropping the entire project.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, when people listen to Access Granted, what do you want them to take with them after they listen? Because I'm with you. I believe I read where you said you don't believe, you love gospel music, but you don't believe it's entertainment. It is music ministry. It's worship to God. So I'm definitely with you on that.
Yeah.
So after they listen or while they're listening to the CD, what do you want them to take with them?
I want them to be encouraged in the Lord. It's beautiful music. They're going to enjoy it. But I want them to be uplifted in the Lord. Sometimes you can sing about God. Other times you can sing to God. But as long as the presence of the Lord is there and there is an anointing, I believe that the music will do a very good job of uplifting people. The title track, Access Granted, really just came from the message that I taught, that just dealing with the children of Israel trying to get to the promised land. And they came across a king that wouldn't let them through his land to get to the promised land. And they said, just let us through. And the king said, no.
Right.
And fight occurred. And before you knew it, the children of Israel, they won and they possessed the land. And sometimes we stop when man says no, but we got to keep going. Unless God says no, you can keep going. God, man may say no, but God would say yes. And that's what the music is about, is to empower you in the things of the Lord, to not get stuck in the box of this world system, but to move forward in the kingdom of God and to know that you have authority and you have rights as a kingdom ambassador. And so the songs are very uplifting.
Amen. And Access Granted features Shirley Murdoch, is that correct?
Yes, she was so powerful. Shirley Murdoch was amazing. We also have on the CD John Wiles. We have Dr. Prashia Hilliard from Houston, Texas, and, of course, Lydell Tate and Ernest Collins and Noni Tate. And we just have a lot of our praise and worship, Jamie Jones as well. So it's really an encouraging song. And all the music, what I like about it, the music is different. It's very diverse. From one song
Wonderful.
To the other. Yes.
I love it. I love that. I love that because everybody is someplace different. And what you need, I may not need. So
exactly.
I love the fact that it meets other needs as well. So I know this is a hard question, Pastor Timms, but what's your favorite song?
Oh, it is a hard question. I think I can say the When It All Falls Apart. We have a song on there entitled When It All Falls Apart. It was actually written based upon my book and based upon my message that I gave When It All Falls Apart. And that is, I think people really love that song. It's very mellow, but it encouraged them to say, what you see now is not what's going to be at the end.
My Lord.
Joy does come in the morning.
Yes, yes. And actually, When It Falls Apart, I'm going to play When It All Falls Apart when we segue into our next segment. So listeners, stay tuned so you can hear When It All Falls Apart because it's just beautiful. It really is beautiful. Now, of course, I want you to give a plug for Majestic Life Church. Ooh, ooh.
Yes.
So, yes, yes. Because people are always traveling and they're on vacation and some people may be relocating. So talk a little bit about Majestic Life.
Well, I'm excited. Majestic Life Church, we're going to have our five-year anniversary coming up October.
Yay.
And we already, you know, almost 1,000 members. God has just moved us into our new facility. We're seeing souls saved, set free. We're an outreach ministry. We're a team-based ministry, so it's not about a clique. It's not about a personality, but it's about the Holy Spirit, you know. So if I'm not there, that church better run because it's not based on me. It's based on God.
I know that's right.
You feel that love. You feel you feel that when you walk in. And so we're a church that motivates our members to live the majestic life. And we have, you can visit us on our website at majesticlifechurch.com for more information. Our five-year anniversary, we're going to have Donnie McKirkland's going to be with us, William Murphy, Ralph Dennis. We're going to have Pastor Douglas Sakumi-Mega. I mean, when I say it's going to be a celebration like none other, we're just going to really celebrate what God has done in such a short period of time.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, how can we download the CD, the songs? The CD has not yet dropped. Is that correct?
No, it hasn't. But you can go to iTunes for the other one and TuneCore for the others, for the other singles.
And what singles are out as of now? I know Incredible God.
When It All Falls Apart and Incredible God.
Okay,
those
wonderful.
Those are the two that are out right now.
And what's the release date for the entire CD?
Well, you know, we weren't, I think we're looking a little bit past the summer. The CD is finished. We just wanted to have a big celebration for that as well. So we're looking between the end of the summer, beginning of the fall.
Wonderful, wonderful. But they can go out there on iTunes. And listeners, you can go download Incredible God and When It All Falls Apart from Majestic Praise. Access granted. Now, Pastor Tim's Breathe Again radio show is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We talk about issues that people go through, but we like to provide them with solutions. So I want you to take a minute right now and minister to someone that may feel down, may feel like they don't have any place to go, and they've tried, and they're at their wit's end right now. They're about to give up. So I want you to take some time and minister to them right now.
Yes, I do want to say, even with the title, Breathe Again, I used to say, when I came through, now I can exhale, now I can breathe. Because many people that may be listening today may have gone through what I call battle fatigue. Every time you get over one hump, there's another one that pushes you down, and then you finally get up and another one pushes you down. But I'm here to declare to you that you keep pressing, and though you don't see what is taking place in the spirit. Many times it's like a tree. When you hit a tree with the axe one time, it doesn't come down. When you hit it a second time, it doesn't come down. You hit it multiple times, and then finally it comes down, and you might be right next to your breakthrough, and you give up too prematurely. So you got to keep pressing. And what happens in that press, you have a new anointing. You have a new joy. There's a new peace. I didn't know I had an author on the inside of me. I didn't know that I had a radio show on the inside of me. I didn't know I had a church on the inside of me. But it was going through that valley season and going and keep pressing and not giving up and understanding the principle that all things do work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So I just want to encourage the listeners that may be going through that right now to don't give up, but to keep pressing into the Lord, and he's going to work it for your good.
Amen. I love it, love it, love it. And give your website address so people can get in touch with you and they connect with you. They can purchase your book and get you to come out and speak as well.
Yes, majesticlifechurch.com. You can visit us. And we're also on social media, Twitter. Everything is Pastor Reva Timms. For Facebook and Twitter, for Instagram and all that. And there are a lot of fake pages out there, so make sure it's the official page for Facebook.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Pastor Timms, it has been a pleasure. It's an honor. Thank you so much for stopping by the show and talking to us about Access Granted. Many prayers to you and your family. And thank you once again for your transparency.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. All right, listeners, I know you enjoyed Pastor Timms. I know you enjoyed her. What we're going to do is we're going to segue into our next segment. We're going to play a little bit from When It All Falls Apart, and then we're going to come back at the end of the show and play the entire song. So here you go.
Have you ever been in a place in your life when you felt so all alone? And everything you put your trust in is now suddenly gone.
And began to say, in the kingdom of my kingdom, population crowded.
Apart.
Now I clearly see
that it's you
have written me.
falls apart. Oh God, am I going insane?
All right. That is an absolute beautiful song. The melody is absolutely gorgeous. The words really touch your heart. We're going to come back at the end of the show, and we're going to play the entire song. But I want you to go out there to iTunes and support Majestic Praise. Support Pastor Timms and her project. Go to iTunes, download When It All Falls Apart, An Incredible God. Support the kingdom. Support the kingdom. All right, we're going to get right into our second segment. I know we're going to go over time. We are going to go over time. So if you get cut off at the end, please call in 949-203-4709, or you'll be able to listen to the entire show when you come back and listen to the archive. We are going to talk to my friend, Dr. Nikita Garris-Watson, right now. Love me some Pastor Key. Pastor Key, are you there?
I am here, Minister Nicole. How are you?
I am great. Did you enjoy Pastor Timms?
I did. It's, I have read her book. I've been watching and following her on Facebook, so it's good to be able to hear what God is doing in the kingdom. Actually had the opportunity to read and fully enjoy when things fall apart. So to hear the song was just a blessing.
Yes. Well, Dr. Nikita, congratulations. You are now a doctor. Kudos to you. God bless you. We're really telling people that you can do all things. I don't want to hear about excuses. If God did it for you, then he can do it for anybody. So you don't accept excuses, huh?
I do not accept excuses. I don't give people an easy way to go because we serve a God that's able. I think I fight head on with the theology of passivity, where people feel like they don't have to participate in what God is doing in their lives. But if people are willing to do their part, I know that God will do his part and some of ours too.
Yes, I love it. Let me say a little bit about who you are in case people do not know who you are, but they must be under a rock. So I will say you are an anointed woman of God. I'm all flustered right now, but to God be the glory.
Anointed excellence.
Yes, anointed excellence is her personal standard, and her heartfelt prayer is to be used of God to bring about spiritual deliverance, destroy generational curses, eradicate spiritual paralysis, evoke healing, and birth permanent change in the lives of God's people. Plus, you have several bachelor's and master's and so many degrees, but you really are a vessel of the Most High God. Is that correct?
That is my most important title, my most important accolade, is that I'm God's daughter. If nothing else comes to pass, nobody talks about anything else I've done, if they just call me God's daughter, I am blessed.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And you pastor the Words of Deliverance Worldwide Ministries with your husband, Pastor Watson, as well. So shout out to Pastor James, right?
Shout out to my Cocoa Butter Brown King. Yes.
I love it.
I call him the answer to my prayers wrapped in flesh. That is my husband.
I love it. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about starting over, Pastor Key. A lot of times people see you and they assume different things, and I look at you and you are just, you're beautiful. There's so much more to you, and people see your glory, but they don't know your story. And I like to tell people, shut up, sit down. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know any parts of the truth. And so I'm here because I want to share your story with individuals, because so many individuals need to know that there is hope. You know, they look at other people and they see where they are right now, but they don't know the journey. So I want you to talk a little bit about your journey, Pastor Key.
Sure. If I were to attach a scripture to my life, I would use Isaiah 61:3, where it talks about he'll give us beauty for ashes.
Yes.
That's what I say my story is the beauty that came from ashes. I didn't come up in the two-parent household. I was not privileged to come up well off. My mother, who's celebrating her birthday today, and I honor her,
Yay.
Actually had me when she was 16 years old. Her mother had passed away, and she didn't know I was coming until she was 5 months pregnant. And I remember one time asking God, why 5 months? Why didn't you let her know earlier? And he revealed to me that five was because of the number of grace. He said, I gave you grace, because if I had not, or if I revealed it early, she would have probably tried to kill you and in turn would have killed herself. And so destiny would have died. And that's when I knew God loved me. We don't know exactly who my natural father is, but I know who my heavenly father is, and that makes such a difference for me.
Yeah.
And so I've learned to be loved by God. It didn't mean that everything was easy. I was a victim of childhood abuse and molestation and rape and torture, and there are things that should have killed me. At one time in my life, I was literally the walking dead. Wanting to die, I tried to kill myself three times because I couldn't deal with the pain, the eternal pain. The eternal enemy was so great. But even with the internal enemy, I was at a place that we call simultaneity. There were two things going on at the same time in my life. I wanted to die, and at the same time, I wanted to live. Mm-hmm. And God kept pulling me, even before I knew him as my Savior. There was just this knowing, this knowledge of there was something greater than me. I'll never forget one time after attempting suicide, the first book that I picked up, I've always been a reader, was the Bible. I didn't know what to search for, but it was the embodiment of saying, if you search for me with your whole heart, then will you find me? And so that's all I had left, was to say, God, you cannot leave me like this. It was the beginning of my personal relationship, but it was not the end of my fight. So many things happened. But I was privileged to go to school. I went to school really to get out of the situation that I was in. I knew I only had one way out. People around me were speaking death. They were speaking children out of wedlock. They were speaking drug addiction. We lived in the projects. My mother didn't know God at that time, but she knew enough to tell us two things. One, she told us she did not raise any average children, and secondly, she didn't allow us to be consumed by the environment that we were in. So she knew enough to teach us one, and I tell people, I go back to my first prayer that was most people's grace. God is great and God is good, and I thank him. And so that healthy curiosity for the God that was great and the God that was good. I had a foster grandmother that I eventually ended up living with. Who took my mother in when she was pregnant with me, took me in when things were rough with my mother, and it was through her that I found faith. I watched her get up and pray, and she would pray things that I didn't understand. She would pray things for me that I was like, if this guy will protect me as badly as I am, I want to know him for myself. And so when I lived with my foster grandmother, that's when I got saved. So I didn't grow up in the church. My relationship was relationship, but it wasn't religion. And I don't fault those that grow up in the church. I applaud those. I actually envy those who've had that love with God all their lives. But my relationship came through rough times, and I was at a place where by that point I felt dirty, I felt ashamed, I felt no good, and I didn't even understand how God could love me. So I had to go through that whole process of, well, God, if you loved me all along, why did you let me go through that? And he had to show me that it wasn't his will, but he would get the glory out of it.
Hurt people. Yeah. They do. And I just want to interject just for a brief moment, because a lot of times when you were growing up, you had many things happen to you. You're a victim of child molestation and abuse and things of that nature. And then I think a lot of times, because I didn't grow up in the church either, and so I had a lot of things that I had to endure as a child, and then I thought that once I got saved, it would just get better. And so once I got saved and I gave my life to the Lord, I was safe at that point. But and because I went through so many things as a child, that it was over with. You know, now I'm going to live this wonderful life. But it was not so, because when we get older, then we have to endure other things as well.
Right. I had that same belief.
Yeah.
Minister Nicole, I had that same thought that, well, now that I'm saved, all of the things that I dealt with are going to go away.
Yeah.
I felt like, oh, I'm going to have the happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that was even preached. And so there became, what happened is it created a disappointment in God. And I can say that because I have a relationship with him. He knows I love him. But at that time, because I didn't understand him for myself, I was disappointed in him because I felt like he had let me down, that he mm-hmm. had the same dysfunctional love for me that everybody else had. And it wasn't until I had more time to grow and to learn. It wasn't until I got to a place where even I'm on my second marriage. My first marriage, I wanted my ex-husband to be my God. And when I say that, is that I put him on a pedestal. I wanted him to make me feel good. I wanted him to make all my hurt go away. I wanted him to love me unconditionally. I wanted him to be perfect. And when he failed me, I was just like, okay, God, I don't need this. I don't believe in this anymore. I don't understand this. Maybe I don't even believe in love. And so with him, I stayed with him for 14 years. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until midway that God showed me. I tried to make him something that he could never be. And so you had broken people trying to make a whole relationship, and that's why it's so important to be whole and to be – I had low self-esteem. You couple that with the memories of all that happened, so you have this promiscuity spirit that's on you because you want to try to fill the void that you don't know that the void is really that close, that intimacy with God. But I had to deal with the human. We unfortunately, what we do to people in church is we over-spiritualize the process. We try to give them, I'll pray for you, we'll pray you through. But it's like telling a hungry person, I'll pray for you, and not giving them a meal. I'm going to tell you, if I'm going to help you, my ministry, and I tell people as much as I have read and as many things as God has allowed me to be exposed to academically, my ministry is still the ministry of transparency. And it's the thing, I'm a living epistle. The only thing I can tell a person is what I understand God to be. And I understand him to be a savior because he really did save me. I understand him to be a way maker because he had to make a way. Some of the stuff that I got into was not his fault. I would never fuck God, but some of the things were things that I made bad decisions about or I was a victim of somebody else's bad decisions. I had to get to know him for myself. I had to get to know his characteristics and his real agape love. I had to be able to be angry. We don't give people permission to be angry. The word says be angry and sin not. I had to have a right to be angry. And so when I dealt with the first mistress, I didn't get a chance to be angry. Everybody wanted me to be super saved about it. I was angry. Let me deal with the me so that I understand how to deal with the spiritual me. And it was I had to deal with all the stuff that had happened in my life, that I had been rejected, that I had been abused. I had to pour all of that out so that I could feel God's love. But he couldn't get past it because I had the biggest walls up. The wall, the Great Wall of China had nothing compared to what I was living in.
My Lord.
That was the overcoming. I had to overcome Nikita. I had to deal with Nikita. I had this learned behavior of if I don't expect anything, then you can't disappoint me. But then God had to teach me, you have to expect something. You have to have a noun faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please me. I had been saved for years before God said to me one day, you're obedient, but you don't have any faith. Real conversation, real talk. So I don't understand people where God only says cars and houses and land. I get rebuked. I get checked on a regular basis because God was dealing with Nikita in order for Nikita to be effective. I can't be effective when I put on a facade. People are tired of facades. They want to know. The word of God clearly says, and all that getting get understanding. I joke a lot in the church about Job. I say, Job backed up. God asked him some questions like, where were you? My response to God would have been, well, I wasn't anywhere around. That's why I'm asking these questions.
Right.
I laugh about it, but relationship says I can ask God. It's how I go to God.
Yes, it's not disrespectful.
Disrespectful to go to God and say, God, I don't understand. Religion teaches those. Religion gives us those boundaries that say, I can't. It's like when you talk to your parents and your parents say, because I said so. Even with my children, as long as they ask me respectfully, I don't have a problem helping them understand why decisions were arrived because it helps them to make good decisions later. If all we say is because I said so, well, then why did you say so? What is it that you see that I don't see? That's how I talk to God. God, if you say so, I respect that you said so, but help me to see what I don't see. Take me to Jeremiah 33:3. Help me to see, God. Let me be like Daniel. Help me to understand the vision. Because if I don't understand it, God, I can't carry it through. That's what I said. You know, take me to Mark. I believe, but help my unbelief. God, I believe that you are, but God. And that's the conversation that we deny people. I tell people all the time, I believe in God. God is God. There is, when it comes to that, there is no doubting. There is no James 1 and 8. There is nothing. But I had to deal with my human inconsistencies. I had to deal with my idiosyncrasies. God, I'm still a part of this factor. I'm really not concerned about you. I'm just concerned about the daughter that you've chosen. Why me?
Say that.
I had that conversation driving this morning. God, you sure about me?
Right.
And when people, that's my humanity. That's my humanity.
Yes,
I'm grateful for my spirituality. I will stand toe-to-toe with a demon and deal with it. But, God, I still got to deal with Nikita. And when we deny people the opportunity to deal with who they are, we put them in bondage.
Yes.
When we deny them the opportunity to ask questions, we put them in bondage. I am going to hold up the holy line in heaven because I'm going to have some questions.
Yeah. I think that's so interesting, and it's so on point because you have to allow people to be people. You have to allow them to feel. You got to allow them to hurt. No, I can't just shout it out. No, I just can't come to the altar and it's going to be over. No, I'm just not going to turn around three times and it's going to go away. No, I'm still hurting after that. Can you come home with me? No, you can't come home with me. So teach me how I need to deal with this hurt, how I need to deal with this pain because I don't understand. And that does not make me unsaved. And we got it twisted. We have told people that they may not have the faith, enough faith, if that's how you feel and that's how you question God. No, baby. I'm human like you just said.
It's not a faith issue. It's an understanding. I think I have a right to understand because with me, the more that I understand, the greater I can move, the greater I can serve. Are there some things that God's going to take? And people will say, well, if you see the end of it, then it's not faith. I'm not asking to see the end of it. What I'm asking to know is that it is God. And by knowing that it is God in the midst, then I know I'm going in the right direction. I'm just like Moses. God, if you're not going to be with me, I'm not going. I need to know that what I'm doing lines up with your will. And in following your will, whatever comes between, I'll deal with the hell in between as long as I'm in the will of God. But what I will not do is have self-inflicted warfare. I'm not doing that. I've done that enough where I got into some wars that I didn't have to be a part of because I was outside the will of God.
Yes,
it's one
thing
to war when you know God is on your side. I can be like Gideon. God, I know you're going with me.
I know you're
with me. I know that you're going to join this fight. You can go into a fight when you know the fight is fixed.
I love it, love it, love it, Pastor Key.
So that's, I can't fit in the clique and still help people get to Christ. It just doesn't work. I admire what people are doing in the kingdom. I think it is phenomenal. But God made us so different on purpose. Even though we were created in his image, he still gave us individuality. What I can do, somebody else can't do. What you're doing will reach a group of people that I'll never reach. And when we get to a place that we can compliment and not compete,
come on now,
the
and be okay
kingdom
with
as
it.
A whole will be better. I'm okay. Yes, I want everybody to be fabulous. I want the kingdom to be blessed because what happens is if the kingdom is blessed as a whole, then we look better. But when the kingdom looks bad and we're fighting, it makes the whole kingdom look bad. I don't want to be anybody but Nikita. I'm learning to be okay and have learned to be okay with that. And so our ministries may not be the same. My methods may not be the same. I might not have 3 points, a hoop, and a clothing and a relevant question, but it doesn't mean I don't know how to. It's just not the path that God gave me.
That's right. That's right. Let me be me, and you can be you, and let us all
be you.
Reach who we need to reach, you know, because
if
we are
not
called
against me,
people.
Yeah.
I love it, Pastor Key. I love it. Now, you know, Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. There are real people that dial in. There are real people that listen to this show that are going through some real issues. And so we don't like to just talk about the issues. We want to give them some solutions as well. We want to let them know how they can make it. So I want you to minister to that woman or that girl that's going through right now. They may have endured some of the things that you have gone through in the past, and they are not sure how they're going to make it. They're about to give up on God, and they're about to give up on church and about to walk away because people have made them feel a certain way. So I want you to take some time and minister to them.
Sure. It's my honor, my privilege. I speak to the beloved of God that are listening to this broadcast. I speak to those that are hopeless, those that feel helpless. I speak to the broken person, the uncertain person, the abandoned person. I speak to the one that can't see their way through, can't see their way out. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord would overtake you and overshadow you. I pray that God will empower you to face the very thing that you thought was going to destroy you and in turn give you a new destiny. I pray that God will open up your ears that you may hear him and your eyes that you might see him for yourself, that you will not be codependent on prophecies, but that you will be able to hear God prophesy into your own spirit. I come against the spirit of bondage that has kept people from asking God questions. I come against the spirit of religion that has kept people from reaching out to God. I come against everything that would say that you can't ask God to be the God that you need him to be, that you can't speak to God right from where you are. I speak to that little girl who is still hurting from the daddy damage. I speak to that young man who's still hurting from the mother damage. I speak to the broken place. That's the place that God will minister to in the coming days. I pray that God will come in like a mighty rushing wind and deal with you right where you are, that you will not feel like you have to compare yourself to anybody else, but that you will be reminded that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that no matter what you've been through, that you are still the apple of God's eye. I want you to know today that God knew what was coming even before you were formed in your mother's womb, and that he still has a plan for you according to Jeremiah 29:11, that you have an expected end that the enemy cannot stop. I speak to those who don't feel like they had the right background or the right way of coming up, or they didn't come from the right family. I pray for a new legacy for you. I pray for generational curses to be broken. I speak to the one who said, God, it can't be me. And I say, yes, you, yes, today, and yes, now. I speak to the one who can only see fear, and I say, turn it around, take a hold of it, and do it afraid. I speak to the person who says, there's no way I can write that book because I don't have the right education, but that the spirit of knowledge and wisdom will overtake you, and that you will write and flow prolifically in the Holy Ghost. I speak to the person who's afraid to go back to school because you said, I didn't finish, but that God will give you the wisdom and the courage to step back in the classroom and the finances to fulfill it. Yes. I speak to the pastor who's ready to give up because you said, there's no way, God, that you called me, but that God today will encourage your heart and your mind. I speak to the wife and the husband that are about to give up on their marriage, but that God will create a new love, a new flow in your household, a new communication, a new passion, a new understanding. I speak to the children that are frustrated with their parents, that God will cause there to be a flow in that relationship. I talk to those who have yet to know that God is still good, God is still great, and God is still good, that he will show you who he is in the earth realm. We bind up everything that's coming against you, and we loose everything that God has for your life, that you will walk into a new season, and it may not happen overnight, but that you will be able to have just a little bit of hope, just a little bit of move of God that will cause you to hold on another day. You cannot die now because God is not finished writing your destiny. I pray for you to be encouraged. I want you to know that you're loved, and I pray that you will hear, if not from another person, but you'll hear from God himself. That's my prayer for whoever's listening on this line.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, thank you. Drops mic and walks out the door. Hallelujah. That was touch right there. I love it, love it, love it. Pastor King.
Yes, Minister Nicole, thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. That has been our time. I'm honored. I am blessed that you were able to join us on today to share your story. I just bless God for your life. I bless God for your legacy. I bless God for your ministry. And give a plug for the church. Give a plug for your church and the website address so people will know about that as well.
Well, again, I'm honored to have been a part of this occasion. I don't take it lightly because people don't have to give honor to you. They can ignore. They can pray on you, but you're praying with me and for me. I am honored to be. I am elated to be most days, although I have some days I wonder what God is doing, but most days I am honored to be a part and to be the pastor of Words of Deliverance Worldwide Ministries. It's WODWM.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on everything social that's available. So Words of Deliverance is a Luke 4:18 ministry. We are a deliverance ministry. We are just simply trying to empower the people so they can build the kingdom. Our whole philosophy is that it doesn't rely on one person, but we're a team that has to get the work done. I may not be preaching. It could be my husband. It may be one of the ministers. But God's going to move regardless, because we have a whole lot of people who have a whole lot in them that God is using in this season. And then once you click on WDWM, you can link into my personal ministry, which is Her Story Ministries, because her has a story. I know that's not grammatically correct, but it still makes sense. And so instead of putting my name on it, I just put my story on it so that others can find themselves. And so I'm just simply excited because we're trying to teach, we're trying to preach, and we're trying to reach and do it all for the glory of God.
Amen, amen. And that has been our time. I love you, Pastor Nikita. God bless you.
Love
and thank you,
right
you so
back.
Much, listeners, for being a part of the show today. Come back, listen to the archive show if you missed any of it. I know it will bless you. And thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you and have a super fabulous evening. Bye-bye.